100.9 and 107.1, the Cat, number one for New Country. I'm Pete Kelly, and online we have David Nail. He's going to be coming here to the Capital Region real soon, performing at the Universal Preservation Hall in Saratoga. So how's it going, David? What are you up to right now?
Just sitting at home. My wife is an event planner. She's got an event today, so I'm daddy daycaring and all by my lonesome today. So a little stressful, but so far everybody's still alive.
Well, yeah, I appreciate you taking the time to call in here. So, of course, wanted to talk to you about your show coming up at the Universal Preservation Hall up in Saratoga. It's this awesome venue. It's a church, so they turn into an amazing, intimate performance venue. Great acoustics there, and that's going to be coming up Saturday, March 2nd. So, of course, you've had a bunch of hits in the past, Whatever She's Got, Let It Rain, Red Light. If you're a country music fan, you know, you're going to recognize those songs. But people might not know much about your backstory. So tell us a little bit about your career so far and about how it all came to be.
Well, I've been doing it a long time. You know, I moved to town a little over 20 years ago, and it took me probably 6 or 7 years to really kind of gain some footing and to find any real success. It was right along the same time I met my wife and got married. So sort of everything started to happen for me, both personally and professionally at the same time. And, you know, Red Light was is about 14 years old, which is hard to believe, but, yeah. It was a song that changed my life. It allowed me an opportunity to keep making music. And, you know, I've had some big hits. I've had some songs that, you know, didn't necessarily do what we expected to them, but people still know them. You know, I grew up in Southeast Missouri, and really this is all I've ever wanted to do since I was a kid. My father was a band director, and so I just, you know, sort of never really had a plan B. This is sort of where I put all my eggs in this basket and sort of chased this crazy thing, and for whatever reason thought that I could be successful at it, and I've been very blessed and lucky so far.
Absolutely. And, you know, I know you've been in the Capital Region before. You performed around here, and, you know, with the hits you've had so far, clearly you've made a connection to country music fans as well. So with your show coming up at Universal Preservation Hall in Saratoga, and by the way, you can pick up tickets. You can visit at uph.org. It's going to be coming up Saturday, March 2nd. What can listeners expect at a David Nail show?
Well, these type of shows that we're doing, we like to call them power acoustics. So not everything's entirely acoustic, but it's a lot more broken down. It's a lot more intimate. It's a lot more casual. I'll talk a little bit about not every song, but you know, some of the songs that people know. You know, I'll give a little bit of backstory behind it. One of my favorite shows growing up, this is going to date me, but was VH1 Storytellers. And So I sort of treat these shows like my own VH1 Storytellers, and just sort of, it's a little different. You know, it's like I said, it's a lot more broken down, a lot more intimate. And it's funny, you know, at the beginning of the year, I feel like this is the perfect way to start our year, because this is actually going to be our first run of the year coming up next week. And so, it sort of, gets our feet wet again, so to speak. And it's real enjoyable. You know, I'll do a bunch of these, and then I'll be ready to do the full band stuff. And then I'll start doing the full band stuff, and I'll miss doing these. So You're sort of always the classic case of you want what you're not doing.
Yep.
You want what you can't have. But I really enjoy them. I feel like it's really tailor-made for what I do best, which I feel like is trying to make it first and foremost about the music and just really try to connect the music to the fans.
And I think it's going to be a really fun show. I mean, of course, you have all the hits. You know, just going back again, Let It Rain, Whatever She's Got, Red Light. I mean, these are the ones that everyone's going to recognize. And the fact that you're combining that with the storytelling, which, I mean, is the core of country music right there, but being able to talk about the songs, to be able to put on a full, encompassing show, I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun for everyone involved, and especially the fact that you're just starting it. I'm sure you're going to be having a great time getting back to doing all this, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I've got a brand-new song that's coming out on March 15th, so it'll be, like, the first time that we've really debuted that song. It's a song that I wrote about my grandfather, and we sort of just began teasing it yesterday on social media and stuff. So, I've actually been working on quite a few new songs that we're going to try to incorporate into the old ones, obviously, that everybody knows. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, like I said, I've been making records for, you know, 15 years, so to speak. And so we try to cover all the bases from the beginning of the career, from the beginning of with a Red Light till, like I said, the song that we're getting ready to release here in a couple of weeks.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to call in to share a little bit about what to expect at your show coming again to Universal Preservation Hall in Saratoga Saturday, March 2nd. You can pick up tickets, of course, to see David Nail. You can just visit at uph.org. Again, that website at uph.org, and you're not going to want to miss this show. So again, David, thank you so much for taking the time to call in.
Absolutely. Anytime. Y'all have a wonderful day.
Absolutely. You too.